In 2021, the Lewiston Fire Department and Emergency Medical Services responded to more than 60 opioid overdose calls. Of those, two people died before even making it to the hospital. The increase is caused mainly by fentanyl and other synthetic opioids found in street drugs. Josh Hall, the Nez Perce County coroner, says the fentanyl-laced drugs usually come in pressed, blue, counterfeit oxycodone pills.
So, you know, I don't know if it's that people don't know that they're doing fentanyl or the fact that it's not a perfect process when they press those pills. So some of them might not have hardly any fentanyl in them, and then the other ones might have a bunch in it.
The county recorded 5 opioid-related deaths in 2019, 9 in 2020, and 18 in 2021. Of those 18, 6 were a result of fentanyl.
It's been going up for the last couple of years, and it's just been in the last, you know, couple months that they finally started letting people know that it's a problem.
Lewiston Fire Chief Travis Michaelbust says his department has been using more of the opioid reversal drug, naloxone, known under the brand name Narcan.
One of my chiefs came to me and said, hey, we're almost out of Narcan. We need to order more Narcan. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, didn't we just order it?
Naloxone is free through the Idaho AIDS Coalition and the Idaho Harm Reduction Project. I'm Rachel Sun.